Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
So how do single dads with daughters deal with having their daughters' friends come over if there are no adult women in the home? Which is something I, not being a dad, has never had to think about or even considered. But I do wonder, after hearing two of my friends who are both single dads have this conversation, how other dads handle this situation or how moms feel like dads should handle this situation. So he was expressing to my other friend that his daughter sometimes gets frustrated with coming over to see him because he splits the time with his daughter with his child's mother. And he found out that the reason that she gets frustrated sometimes when she comes over to hang out with dad on the weekends is because she wants her friends. She wants her friends from school to be able to come over and spend time with her. But my friend is like, he has this strict rule that he learned from someone else on that he just doesn't ever feel comfortable as a dad if his daughter is going to bring over other young ladies to the house if there's no adult woman there to supervise the situation. And so my other friend asked him, why not? Like, what's really the difference as if you were a single mom or a single dad in this area? And he was honest with him, and he told him, to be honest, there's two reasons. One, if it's my daughter and my daughter is going over to her friend's home and the friend only has a dad in the house, he said he wouldn't feel the most comfortable with his daughter being in that environment. So he doesn't want to put another man's daughter in the same situation.
Because you don't know the dad well enough and you don't know what inappropriate thing might happen? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, he doesn't necessarily believe that anything inappropriate would happen.
But God forbid if it did.
Right.
That's slim. Like, it's not like I 99% think something bad's going to happen, but that 1% that something could go awry, you would never be able to forgive yourself.
And don't the statistics show that in those kind of cases that it mostly happens with either family members or somebody close to the family?
Correct.
Exactly. Yeah. And so obviously you hear the war stories and he does not believe something would ever happen. But God forbid if something were to happen, he'd really have no defense in the situation because there's no one else there to speak to what happened or what didn't happen. So in his mind, he doesn't even want to put himself in a situation where that can happen. But obviously it's coming in between the quality of life that his daughter has when she comes over to visit him.
Well, I mean, quite honestly, I mean, it can happen if he has son's friends that come over also.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
He could.
Because men will do unspeakable things to other boys.
Absolutely. I guess in his mind, the dynamic is just different. It's just different. Because I don't think anybody would think of this when it comes to a single mom, right? If you have a son or a daughter and they have friends of the same sex over with, I don't think that would even cross anyone's mind.
Right, you really don't, right. I mean, it happens.
But is that because men are primarily the perpetrators of something like that?
Probably so. And so,
just from a statistical standpoint.
Right. So his friend understood where he was coming from. And as a man, I did too. Like, I could understand, like, even when he goes and he picks up his daughter from school, sometime he'll rotate with other parents and bring home one of her friends. But even then, like, he always makes sure that there's a woman there who sees the interaction, sees her get in the car, then he drives her to her mom. But he's just very conscious of this, of that situation. And I just wonder how other dads deal with that, because I never thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, because this is well known as far, at least I feel it is, in the mommy world, that you tell your child if they ever get lost in public, find another mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. Not find a man, mm-hmm. Find another mommy, because you feel like a woman's going to be a safer space or a safer place.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Can he have a female friend spend the night? Somebody his age to over? I don't know. I've never even thought about it before.
I haven't either. And maybe when he does meet a woman that he's consistently with, it'll be able to like fix that problem on its own type thing. But in the meantime, I'm not sure how he could really fix that, because as moms, would y'all feel comfortable with your daughter going over to play with her friend at a man's home if it's just a dad in the home?
Well, see, what's crazy is this is the first time I've ever thought about it. I have a son, and now looking back, growing up, like when I spent the night, and I mean, I was all about slumber parties. Like, my friend Michelle and Amanda would spend the night at their house all the time. I never spent the night at another person's house where it was like a single dad. Mm. It was always a parental unit. So there was a mom and a dad. So as unfortunate as, like, it pains me to say this, but I get it. I think he's being smart.
I do too. If I know the dad for like long time, I'd be fine with it. But if it's like a new friend,
yeah.
No. But my kids are also not going to do sleepovers at all, whether it's a mom or a dad the house.
You will absolutely refuse to let them spend the night at somebody else's house?
Yeah, because you can't control who else is coming in the house. Hmm. And that's the thing. They can stay late. They can go to the parties and I'll pick them up, but they're not spending the night.
It's Burt Show.
The Burt Show.